fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 24th of October. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to make sure you've got at least a 2-year supply of food for you and your team. A little more wouldn't hurt. You can't have too much food. Make sure it's properly stored, that it's nutritious food, and that when it comes to youngsters under age 5 and seniors over age 80, they will starve themselves before they'll eat unfamiliar food. That's just simply a fact of life. With Patient Wayne in Green Room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve Hunt is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, and we're going to get caught up on what's going on with our economy here in the United States. At my website at thelibertyman.com, at the top of my homepage, you'll see what looks like a nice little Christmas gift, say a red box with a gold ribbon on it. Click on that, and you'll get Steve Hunt's Swiss America landing page. If you do not have internet access, and many of you don't, Steve has a telephone. You can call him, 800-630-1491. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, you sent me a note about the continued increased monies going into private banks from the Federal Reserve. That's what's your opinion of that, sir?
Well, you know, this is kind of a developing story that just happened last night, and I've been looking into it for the last couple hours. You know, the funny thing about this is we keep saying that the Fed is saying that the banks are out of money. They have no money. So they started this process by doing, you know, $30 billion a night, and it wasn't enough. They increased it to $75 billion a night, and they said, we're going to do this for 14 days in a row. That was in September, okay? And they did this process, and they did their 14 days, and they said they were supposed to do $75 billion, but they were doing $100 billion a night. Now they just came out last night and said, you know what, things are getting even worse. Now we need to do these repos through at least November, and we're going to raise it to $120 billion a night. The $120 billion is a minimum. That's not the maximum. Last night they took $134 billion is what they took out of the market. I mean, they're saying that the funding is so short with these banks that the banks are just, they have no funding to stay in business, which is absurd to even hear. And then you have, like, Bloomberg is coming out. I mean, Bloomberg is a massive news source. I mean, you go on their website today and you read the headline, their number one headline, breaking news, the U.S. is finally, or may finally join the global negative interest rate club. I mean, the writing is on the wall with this. It's coming at you from every source now. You start talking about Bloomberg's now telling people to watch out. Negative interest rates are coming. You have Wall Street Journal today talking about this repo market and what's happening. I mean, you wouldn't go to your job today. You know, for anybody who's listening, you're not going to go to work. And if your boss comes up to you and says, you know, I need you to work half the day for free and the other half I'll pay you. But that's essentially what's going to happen because the banks are going to say, deposit your money and then pay me for it. I mean, everybody has to take this. The writing can't be any clearer on the wall at this point.
Well, the road we're going down economically has been gone down before by many, many other countries for many, many decades. The consequences of this road we're going down are well known. And what are those consequences, Steve?
Well, the consequences is you're going to lose your money. The value of your money is going to be decreased extremely rapidly. You know, that's the big rumor out there is that there's going to be a pretty big devaluation of the currency, whether you do it through this bond repo, you do it through the repo market where they're funding the markets, they're printing off money, and they're printing off mass amounts of money to keep this market stable because they're taking so much money out overnight. Then you have this negative interest rate. Well, this leads right into the repo market. They're saying that the banks don't have money, right? Well, if they do a negative interest rate, now you got to pay the bank to have your money. They're doing a repo to the citizens instead of to the government. So everything is cyclical, unfortunately. You know, you see these recessions that happen every 8 to 10 years. You know, this one seems like it may be a bigger crash than what we've seen, you know, in the past. And the funny thing about this was I was talking to a client yesterday who's 86 years old, and the gentleman told me, you know, the funny thing is a lot of these stockbrokers and traders that are out there that are millennials. They've never been through these crashes. They have no idea what any of this is like. They didn't go through the 87 crash. They didn't go through the dot-com era. They didn't go through, you know, 2008. You know, a lot of these people that are out there, they don't know how to plan for this or how to prepare their clients for it. So, you know, this is one of those times where, you know, you're not looking at news sources that are from Russian Sputnik News. You're not looking at, you know, backdoor web channels. You know, this is Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal. These are your main sources for financial news that are coming out saying that this is happening. You know, you can't wait any longer.
No, you can't. Now, Steve, I want to ask you publicly to keep your ears open for the following, your eyes and ears open for the following. That would be what I've been told privately from two independent sources, that tens of thousands of loans, mortgages, have been granted to illegal aliens in this country. And that around February, which is only about 4 months away, this matter will explode into the worst real estate crisis in the history of the country and possibly the worst banking crisis. So I know you talk to a lot of people in some places that are very unusual, shall we say. And I want you to keep your eyes and ears open for that particular matter there, sir.
Yeah, I will listen for that. That would be very disturbing if that's true. I mean, you have... You know, I've talked to some people in the banking sector that did car loans, and, you know, they said that there's a car loan. It's funny that you mentioned that. The car loan sector that's been granting car loans for illegal immigrants, you know, they said the same thing. They can't go after them. They can't try to repo them. You know, the loan is illegal to begin with. So there's so much, you know, shadiness right now in the banking sector. It doesn't surprise me, and I hope it's not true, but it doesn't surprise
me. Well, we all hope it's not true. And, of course, automobile loans going south can't hurt the overall economy. It's simply dollar amounts aren't great enough. But when you start popping away $100,000, $200,000 at a time and multiply that times tens of thousands, that could be very, very harmful to the economy, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the funny thing is about, you said the car loans. I've been reading multiple reports as of late that people are buying cars so far out of their means that are buying $80,000 to $90,000 Mercedes or BMWs, and they're getting 9 or 10 year, you know, eight, nine, 10 year loans, you know, on a car. You know, most of these cars they're not going to keep that long, and then you know they're going to get, you know, 5 years out and find out they still owe $60,000. I mean, that money's going to add up. That's, you know, these loans that are, they're funny loans, and it's no different than the housing loan market that happened in 2008 when you had all these shady loans being approved. You know, you start granting these silly loans just so banks can try and make a buck because they're hurting for money, and that's all it is. But on the backside, if people don't follow through with those loans, you know, you just create more debt. That's all you're doing. It's the same thing we've been doing for years. We just keep repeating the same mistake over and over.
Well, yes, yes. We have the listeners of the John Moore Radio Show are very special people. They actually do read books, which most Americans don't read books. So we have an educated, aware audience here that's staying on top of things, and that's why they're listening. That's why they're listening to you and I right now, Steve, and they're looking for advice. How can I keep my family safe economically? How can I protect my family against what seems to be inevitable? Of course, the 900-pound gorilla, it's always in the middle of the living room, is $23 trillion in debt. That can't, how can it, without repudiation, how could it ever be resolved? Do you have any idea?
I don't see a way. I mean, you're going to have to reset it at some point. How do you reset it and make it disappear without having a civil war, because everybody else is going to say, well, I want my debt to disappear as well. I mean, it's going to be a one ridiculous magic trick that has to happen.
Well, yes, and when a country repudiates the debt that they own, which means typically a dramatic reduction in the payments on the bonds that they've issued, who's going to buy any new bonds in the future?
That's a great question, isn't it? I mean, you'd have to have a lot of faith in the government saying that, okay, you won't make this mistake for the third time. I trust
right. You.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the only way you're going to sell more bonds after you've repudiated the bonds that you've already sold is by offering a substantially higher rate of interest. Otherwise, people won't buy them. It's a downward spiral, and I don't know if we would ever reach the level of downward spiral that Venezuela is at, or Zimbabwe, or some of these other places that have reached third world status. But once this happens, our status as being our currency, I should say, being the reserve currency of the world, that's pretty much finished, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. I mean, you have to look at, you know, real numbers. We've been the longest nation to ever hold the world reserve in the history of the planet. No country has ever held it as long as us. So, you know, the funny thing is it's all going downhill, and I can't stress it enough. You know, everybody, if you're questioning this, or you have any doubts about this, or you're even interested, even the slightest bit, all you need to do is call me, and I will send you out plenty of reports, either physical mail or email. You know, the War on Cash report that we have is very beneficial. You know, a lot of these articles, if you say, you know, I want to read them, I can print them out on the printer and put them in a packet and mail it to you as well. It doesn't hurt to make a phone call that, you know, give me an address and I'll drop it in the mail. You have it in a few days. You've got to have the information so that you know how to prepare, and you can see this firsthand and know that it's just not hearsay. I mean, it's, you know, if you remember 6 months ago when you and I were talking about this, John, and we were, you know, some of the details were coming out. I told you how, you know, I have to go to Sputnik News, or I have to look at other news sources outside the country to see what's happening. You know, now we're talking about this stuff on the Wall Street Journal. We're talking about it on Bloomberg. We're talking about it on Reuters. You know, we're talking about it all over these big financial news sites. You know, the warnings now are so bold and right in front of us that you have to do something. You just can't wait.
No, you can't. You can't just wait. We got a call on hold. We got Ty in Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to step back a little bit, John, to what you were saying about the residential mortgages being originated to legal aliens. I've been originating loans here in Texas for almost 18 years now. I've lived, obviously, through that whole cycle of the liar loan and, you know, state your income, state your assets and all that. And we're definitely not back to that point, but I want to corroborate a little bit with you. All it takes right now. Yes, the process to buy a home is still arduous. You still go through underwriting. There's a lot of check and cross-check. But really, at the end of the day, it only takes a couple of things. If you can produce a driver's license, and if you can prove or get people to work on your behalf to prove that you have a full-time job, you only need to be on that full-time job for one paycheck, and I can structure a loan with zero out-of-pocket.
Wow.
So the barrier to entry is still there, but it is like Swiss cheese.
Wow, I hadn't heard it was that easy. That's incredible.
Well, this is a good heads-up, Ty, that you've given us here, a very good heads-up. And what's your opinion, Ty, about what you're seeing in this industry?
Well, real estate, not to be cliche, and I'm not the burning bush on this subject. You know, the longer I've been doing this, sometimes I feel like the less I understand it, but, you know, sort of half tongue-in-cheek. But here in my area, which is very, real estate's local, okay? So if you're trying to do loans in Arizona, you're in a different situation than you are here in Austin, Texas, which is the little blue island of refuge where everybody, like locusts from California, are trying to move here. So on one hand, that's good for me. Business is booming. On the other, the mortgage industry itself is slowly but surely continuing to become more lax. You still got to prove your citizenship or lack thereof. I mean, I've been doing loans for people moving from India for a decade, and the volume there is just now starting to kind of trickle off. So it's a local thing. I can't speak for the country, you know, from coast to coast or top to bottom, but in terms of the barrier to entry, there is really not much there. If somebody wants to go to the trouble to take their documents and get a quote-unquote employer to provide a verification of employment, you're in. Take a pay stub, you're in. All right, guys. I didn't mean to rewind us back to what you were talking about at the beginning, but I appreciate taking the call. All right.
Okay, Ty. Thank you for the call. Well, Steve, any follow-up on Ty's comments? He's in the business of making loans. How about that?
That's pretty incredible to hear that it's that simple again. I mean, that's unbelievable to hear that people can get a loan that easy again. It's you know, I don't know what happened to the lesson we learned from 2008, 2009, but I guess that just went out the window. We're just repeating exactly what you and I just said. We're just repeating everything all over again.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting your heads up here from industry insiders. Things are going on that eventually will cause great harm to our economy. And what Steve Hunt does is help you understand these things and help prepare you to be protected by owning gold coins and silver coins. That's what you do, isn't it, Steve?
Well, that's just it. It's just insurance. You know, people look at gold and silver and they see, you know, wow, gold's up, you know, 400% since 2000. Or you go back even further, you know, and you can say, you know, how much it's up. But, you know, so is your price of your gasoline. So is your groceries. You know, your cost of living has gone up considerably. So when you look at apples to apples and you compare the price of gold to your cost of living 20 years ago, all it is a value of wealth. It's going to continue to maintain your purchasing power and make sure that you can live the same life today that you can live 10 years from now. No matter what happens in the economy, no matter what happens to your dollar, gold is a value of wealth. And it's an insurance policy, you know, and I've said this, you know, and I'll keep beating this like a drum. If you have insurance on your house, you have insurance on your car, you have insurance on all these things that are worth so much money in your guys' life, why wouldn't you get insurance on the value of the money you have in the bank or in your retirement account? It is so critical today that you look after yourself and your money because nobody else is going to do it for you.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 24th. Well, Steve, we both got a bit of an education today from our caller, Ty, in Texas. All our listeners are getting an update and an education. When people go to your landing page at Swiss America, they're going to find some publications you offer there, and you can get those to them either by email or by ink on paper, can't you, sir?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people seem to like it, you know, physically in the mail, which I like myself. I don't like to read things on the computer too much. So, you know, anything you want, you know, the number one thing I'm going to send you no matter what is The Secret War on Cash right now. You know, I think that it's a pretty good piece to read and kind of give you a general awareness to what's happening behind the scenes. I've got some other reports and articles that I'll send out as well. You know, it's the information part to me is so important to know what's going on. You know, I can't stress that enough. Information is so key to this.
Information is the key. And that's what we're offering here, ladies and gentlemen, information. And it doesn't cost you anything to get information, to educate yourself. And when you're ready, Steve, you'll be ready for people to help them make them important decisions about purchasing gold coins and silver coins, how to store them properly and safely, and how to do this in the most economic way possible, correct?
Correct. You know, and I even get calls. I got a call 2 days ago from the show we did 2 weeks ago about the Morgans. I mean, you know, people, you know, are listening to your call, you know, when they download it, when they have time. You know, you call it any time. It doesn't matter if it's today, if it's tomorrow, if it's next week. You know, the key is that you make that step. You have to make the phone call. And right. You know, no matter when it is, you know, I'm going to help you out. That's, you know, that's no problem. I also had, real quick, John, before we end this, I had a caller last week, a nice lady who I believe is in Missouri, who you know, and she wanted me to mention something. She's very worried about what will happen, you know, if this dollar goes down, or, you know, if the electrical grid goes down, and she's talking about bartering, and she's worried that a lot of people, you know, especially women, she said, don't know what to do in the case of bartering. And I just want to mention it real quick, 'cause she asked me to. You know, this is one of those times where, you know, I'm going to tell you the same thing that I've said for quite some time. You know, if you're looking for something to barter with, you don't want to buy, you know, big chunks of gold or bars or big bars of silver, because, you know, prices of gold and silver will skyrocket in a crash. You just need fractional silver. You know, one-tenth of an ounce silver rounds, half-ounce silver rounds, stuff of that nature. You know, if silver goes up to $50 or $100, you want to be spending, you know, $10 at a coin or a piece of a little bar to buy your goods. You don't want to be giving away, you know, $100 or $200, because you're not going to get change. You know,
right.
If you don't want
right.
the currency in the bank that's devalued, why would you want the change in it? So, you know, everybody, I don't anticipate you ever coming to a point where you're going to need a barter. You know, and that's not what, I don't want anyone to ever panic. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to protect the money you have. You know, and God forbid, if we get to a point where you need to barter, we've got a whole lot more problems than you know, gold and silver. So,
well, obviously.
Yeah.
And we had people on both ends of the spectrum that want to prepare for what their concerns are. And you're prepared to meet those concerns regardless of which end of the spectrum they are, correct, Steve?
Well, absolutely. That's the thing is like I've said it before, everybody has a different, you know, reason why they want to do this, whether it's protection, insurance, or bartering, or whatever it is, you know. And I'm going to try and calm you a little bit and let you know what's going on. But also, you know, if you're worried about bartering, you know, let's put a small position into silver. This is how you do it. If you're worried about your retirement account disappearing, you know, you can put physical metal in a retirement account and protect it. You know, don't let it disappear. So there's so many different avenues you can go down to make this first investment or protect your wealth. You just have to let me know, you know, where you stand, and I'll give you the best advice I can.
That sounds good. And once again, if you don't have internet access, you want to contact Steve. His telephone number is 800-630-1491. I say it again, 800-630-1491. Well, Steve, my oldest grandson, he turns, I believe, 23 in a couple months, and he's going to get 23 Morgan silver dollars for his birthday. And
That's a great gift.
Very likely, he's never seen a real silver dollar. He may have seen some of the Susan B's, but I'm probably going to entrust them to his mother, because being 22, 23 years old, he doesn't stay in the same place very long. But I know his mom will keep them in safekeeping for him until he settles down with his new job as an NFL football player, which we hope he'll get a contract in a few months.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that would be very special. Steve, we don't want to be caught up by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, sir, and look forward for your updates next week.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. Yeah. What a world we live in. And Ty, I want to thank you for your call, sir. That was very informative. And if you have personal knowledge about things we're talking about, don't be bashful. Just call in and pass along your information, because that information could be very, very valuable. We have Bob in the Hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll have open lines. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 24th day of October, being November here in just a few days. We talked about the energy cleaner last hour for 24 minutes. If you didn't hear that, you might want to go back and listen to it if you can. A marvelous healing device. If you have issues with arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads vary in price, depending on what you need. My friend Dan got a wake-up call. Dan is a very good friend. We get together frequently for different events. And he came to the right conclusion that a heating pad would work fine. And that's what I do. I take heating pads and I reconfigure them to be compatible with the energy cleaner. All the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We do have open lines. We do. I talk a lot about preparedness. I'm reading a book right now, just got started on it, about the coming mini ice age. This has been in the background now for quite a while. I've been reporting on this for quite a while because when I went live reporting what was happening with the Gulf Stream, that was in 2010. that was the beginning, the scientific touchstone, so to speak, of the beginning of the mini ice age. June 12th, 2010, the Gulf Stream stopped. June 12th, 2010. It'd be 10 years ago this coming June. There's a free download at my website. Let's see if I can find this thing. The title of the paper, it was paid for with your tax dollars, An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario. And here we go. If you go down the right side of my homepage where it says the Gulf Stream has stopped, I think it's right there. Here it is. It says An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario. The full title, An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security. That's the beginning right now, the scientific provable beginning of a mini ice age, right there, right in front of you. The two gentlemen who were hired by the Department of Defense to research this matter and publish their paper, what did they do? Well, they went to the experts. They went to talk to climatologists. They talked to oceanographers. They talked to economists. They talked to military men. They talked to agricultural experts. It's a lot of people to find, a lot of people to interview, but that's what they did. Now I'm going to click on this thing here, and it's 22 pages. The authors are Peter Schwartz and Doug Randall. There's what you might call a real brief executive summary here. Three paragraphs. Let's see if I can go through these three paragraphs. It's just, it's only about five or six sentences. In bright red letters says, imagining the unthinkable. The purpose of this report is to imagine the unthinkable, to push the boundaries of current research on climate change so we may better understand the potential implications on United States national security. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a break here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real deal. This is the real deal. When a paper was written, it was published in October 2003, which means they began it at least a year before. The Gulf Stream was already slowing down dramatically. That was already taking place. The scientists knew then that the Gulf Stream, given its course of action, it would stop in about, 15, 20 years in the future. Something happened, though. It changed all that. And that was the spring of 2010. What changed, what happened, was the British Petroleum oil spill. That's broke the back of an already weak Gulf Stream. So I'll continue with this quick summary here. We have interviewed leading climate change scientists, conducted additional research, and reviewed several iterations of the scenario with these experts. The scientists support this project, but caution that the scenario depicted is extreme in two fundamental ways. First, they suggest the occurrences we outline would most likely happen in a few regions rather than globally. Second, they say the magnitude of the event may be considerably smaller. Last sentence. We have created a climate change scenario that, although not the most likely, is plausible and would challenge United States national security in ways that should be considered immediately. And then that's just an introduction. The executive summary begins after that. I'm not going to read the executive summary. It's only 22 pages. You can read this thing for yourself. You might want to print it out. We hear about the Syrian refugees all the time. Syrian refugees this, Syrian refugees that. I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. That part of the world, Syria and surrounding areas, has had the worst drought in 900 years. And that part of the world has weather records going back that far, so they know. They know. They know it's the worst drought in 900 years. Do you think maybe, just maybe, there was an adverse impact on agriculture in that part of the world? Of course there was. That's a given. Of course there was. That's what's not being talked about publicly. These 22 pages that Mr. Schwartz and Mr. Randall wrote, may be the scariest 22 pages of nonfiction you'll ever read in your life. What do they talk about? They talk about famine. They talk about mass migration. They talk about wars. They talk about economic collapses. That's what they talk about. Now, will these things happen? Well, they're already happening. They're already happening. We just don't have the reasons in front of us. We see the wars happening. We see the mass migrations happening. When it comes to the Syrian refugees, it's always they're migrating because of civil war. Well, probably a lot of them are. But do you think maybe, just maybe, a huge percentage are migrating because of the collapse of the economic part of their economy? The agricultural part of the economy? Of course they are. Of course they are. You destroy the economic part of any country's economy, there's going to be dire consequences. Of course there will be. I get out speaking events around the country. I meet men and women involved in agriculture. And I ask them this question. Tell me, can you still count on your normal business plan for whatever it is you do, raising cattle, growing corn, wheat, soybeans, whatever it might be? And they tell me no. I can no longer count on that. The economic model for most people in agriculture is the following. It was a five-year cycle. That for every one bad year of harvest, they'll get four good harvests. Now, granted, they could get two bad harvests in a row. They could get five or six good harvests in a row. But decade after decade, that's the cycle that they can depend on, that they can build a business on, that they can borrow money on, pay back that loan, and have a lifestyle and raise a family. That no longer applies. That's broken. That's gone. And I get confirmation. Whenever I'm out on these speaking engagements, I ask my audience. I'll make a point to meet men and women involved in agriculture and spend some time one-on-one with them so I can get detailed answers. And this is what they tell me. They say, John, we can't depend on what we used to. Now, some of these people, they have their land is paid for. Their $1 or $2 million worth of equipment's paid for. They've got several seasons worth of seeds in storage already paid for, maybe a good supply of fertilizer and the various other things they need, herbicides and pesticides and so forth, if they use those kinds of chemicals. That gives them the ability to weather the storm and deal with maybe two crop failures in a row, or one good crop and then a partial failure and then a complete failure, because it's a mixed bag. I was driving through some corn and wheat fields over the weekend in northern Missouri, and I saw hundreds of acres, thousands of acres of corn that should have been harvested that was not, because it simply wasn't anything worth harvesting. The crop got in too late. We had, I don't know if it was the wettest spring on record, but it certainly was right up there. And you can't take that equipment out in those fields when the ground's too soft. You simply can't do it. You just end up with a muddy, gloppy, gooey mess. That happened all over the Midwest, by the way. All over the grain-growing region of the United States, in the Upper Plains and the Midwest and so forth, where the fields were just too wet in 2019 to get the crops planted in time to have a harvest. You need to read this paper. Is there a mini ice age coming? Probably. Probably. Most likely there is. In addition to the other things we're concerned about, possible civil war, maybe a pole shifts off in the future, civil war followed by invasion of Russia and China. Well, agriculture is right up there also. And I sometimes talk about, do you have a backup source of heat? Most homes, once you get south of a certain point in the United States, really aren't engineered to deal with severe cold. They really aren't. To the point where you get to the deep south, they simply aren't prepared at all to deal with severe cold. It's just, why would they be? It's never been an issue. They have a few days of cold, and maybe down in the 30s, and then it gets back up to warmer temperatures. the families who are prepared are the ones that will get through this. The ones that are not, well, if they get through, it won't be easy. It will not be easy. So, word to the wise. You need to educate yourself. We'll be talking more about this after I finish this book on the Mini Ice Age. I'm going to see if I can contact the author. I believe it's a woman, and have her on the show here to talk about her findings. Her goal is to get people to do their own independent research. And that's, I like that in an author. She's putting out the information there that's sufficient to get you going into your own path of research. And that's a good thing. Because when you do your own independent research, the conclusions you reach are very strong and very part of who you are, as opposed to just taking the word of somebody else. And I've always encouraged that. Getting back to the Gulf Stream stopping, that's easily provable. We have a link on my website here at the same page. I think we have a link to the U.S. Navy website. I'm not sure if we do. Here we go. Related to the U.S. Navy sea surface temperatures. And there's a warning. Don't worry about the warning. You can go there and your computer's not going to explode. Don't worry about that. I can't do this and do a radio show at the same time, but it's there. The U.S. Navy publishes a brand new map every 24 hours showing ocean surface temperatures. We have had in the past screen capture from before June 12, 2010, showing the Gulf Stream going all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to the British Isles, where it would split, some going north towards Scandinavia, some going south towards the coast of France. That ended. That came to an end June 12, 2010. And you can prove this to yourself. Just go to the Navy website, look at that map, and you can see the Gulf Stream coming up the east coast of the United States. Gets to about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Starts going north by northeast towards the British Isles. It goes out in that distance, that direction for, a few hundred miles. Does a little loop-de-loop and ends. That's the end of it. That summer in Moscow, they had the hottest summer in 1,000 years. They've got weather records in Moscow going back 1,000 years. That winter, Moscow had the coldest winter in 1,000 years. The same winter, they had pipes freezing in the United Kingdom, pipes freezing underground in the United Kingdom. That, all structures, all human-built structures that have running water are built with an engineering premise when it comes to the frost line. And here in my area, it's typically 2 to 3 feet deep. You get up in Minnesota, it's going to be 5 or 6 feet deep. And these pipes in the United Kingdom were built knowing that once you got below a certain point, the pipes wouldn't freeze. Well, that's no longer true. The pipes were freezing. We got a couple of calls on hold here. We got Mike in Kentucky. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just wondering the title of that paper you're talking about again, because I missed it.
Okay. The title of the paper is An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security. It's a free download at my website.
Great. And what's your website again?
TheLibertyMan.com. That's TheLibertyMan.com.
All right. Been a while since I've talked to you. I just forgot your website.
No problem,
thanks,
Mike. Okay, bye-bye. You're welcome. Next we go to Rob in Illinois. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, John. Too often, like many of us, especially me, listening to your broadcast and you're giving out information, we're not sitting with pen and paper in hand and can't often get to the archives and re-listen in a timely manner before it gets lost. One of the things that I'm wondering about, you guys were talking in the last couple of weeks about the wool socks, a certain brand or whatnot. Can you repeat that?
Not a brand. It's a type. There's many different brands. Merino, okay. M-E-R-I-N-O. It's Mike, Echo, Romeo, India, November, Oscar, Merino. Merino wool socks.
Merino wool. Okay.
Yeah. And I... the first pairs I got from Sportsman's Guide, oh, it's been 8 or 10 years ago. I'm still wearing them. And I've got other pairs off Amazon and REI, the sporting goods store. They sell them. Typically, it's going to be a blend, but you want merino wool socks. I wear them when it's 100 degrees. I wear them when it's 10 below zero, the same socks.
So probably better, just, I don't know, what do I say, just as good or better than just like wool socks from any place?
Well, the merino wool is a type of wool that most people find not to be scratchy. So that's why you want the merino wool.
Are we okay?
You want to hold on through the break, Rob?
Yes, please.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Rob, we've got about 3 minutes here. What else you got in your mind, sir? Rob, you still there? Did we lose Rob?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I had it muted. Yeah, what I meant to say earlier was just as good as thermal socks, and I had a brain gap there. I apologize for that. There is one other question I do have. Okay, it's coming on 2 years now, probably 2 years over the summer, that you mentioned you were reciting for a couple days straight the like government auction sites and whatnot. Now, I don't think you're going to have the list available now, but if sometime in the future, can maybe you pull that up and
sure. That's
give us a refresher on that?
There's a lot there, and you can buy anything from a 1,000 pairs of socks to an aircraft carrier. I mean, it's amazing.
I'm out of them. I'm out of the market on the aircraft carrier, but the socks might be good. Okay. No, okay. But it was 2 years ago, and I met the goal and listened.
That'd be fun, Rob. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that squares it up. And the grand solar minimum. David Dubine, he just released a book, so he's also fun to look into.
Okay, how do you spell his last name?
Dubyne. He does grand solar minimum adapt 2030 mini ice age.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
All right,
thank you, Rob. Appreciate the call. Okay. Well, we're down to the last couple of minutes here. This 2 hours went fast, as usual. Yeah, the government auction websites, they're a hoot. You need to be cautious there. You could end up with some really good bargains or end up with a rusty piece of scrap metal that you think is something that it's no longer. if you start bidding on trucks, for example, military surplus trucks, you really need to know what you're doing or you can end up with a big expensive mess on your hands. And some of these websites, they do have a retail section also where you're not making bids, but you're just buying stuff over the counter, some of the smaller items. It's an interesting area and fun to play with, and I just need to keep emphasizing, you need to be very cautious what you're doing. You may end up with something that's so far away that the expense of transporting exceeds the value of the purchase itself. Very, very easy with large, heavy items. Okay, well, tomorrow morning we'll have Tom Berryhill on the first hour talking about emergency survival communications. Very, very important. I cannot emphasize that too much. Second hour, we hope to have my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert talking about health-related matters. He gets into all kinds of areas that even most doctors don't quite fully comprehend. So it's a great education there as well. Monday morning, as always, we'll have Sam Andrews with us. And it's Firearms Monday, a very popular show here at Republic Broadcasting. When Remington Firearms approaches you to take over their precision rifle division, I think you're pretty well at the top of your career path, and that's exactly what happened with Sam. Remington Firearms did, in fact, approach him to take over their precision rifle division of their company. Tuesday, we'll see if we can get Steve Ben Noon back with us. If Steve's available, he'll be with us first hour, and then second hour, Leon Green will be with us, I think, on the road. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Your final transmission of ever good time. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.